So I'm seeing all these headlines about Chrissy Teigen apologizing to Courtney Stodden for things that she had said about her via social media in the past. So I'm like, huh, what is this all about? We're going to have to go back in time a little bit.
Let's take a journey.
Go back to 2011. Okay. That is when, at the age of 16, this Courtney Stodden married actor Doug Hutchinson, who was then 50 or 51 years old. Mm-hmm. And she married him. He was her acting coach.
And he was in The Green Mile, by the way.
Yes.
That's how
That's how you would know him, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. And he got the permission of her parents to marry her. And so then we see them all over the tabloids and everyone's like, this is weird. This isn't right. She's kind of like this little bubbly pinup doll looking girl.
She
with
looked
big
a
boobs.
Lot older than she was. She kind of looked like Pam Anderson.
She did.
Like, whoa.
She really did. So she was only 16, but, you know, they were doing like couples therapy. They were finding their way on like these reality shows and everything. And she got at the time. Now, keep in mind, she's only 16 years old.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she became the object of widespread scorn and ridicule. She was slut shamed. And Chrissy Teigen was a repeat offender. So that's where all of this comes in. Right.
Okay.
So all of this, she's the child here being groomed by a 50-year-old man, but nobody's saying anything really about him. And everyone's picking on her for the way she acts, for the way she dresses, for being
the size of her boobs. I mean, I remember an episode of either Dr. Phil or Dr. Oz where they did a, because she's like, my boobs are real.
Mm-hmm.
They did on the show
like an ultrasound or something,
a scan of her breasts
to prove
she is underage at the time. And I'm like, what?
Geez.
Like, it was a media just
circus.
It was like all the sharks were circling,
mm-hmm.
and everybody was talking about them.
Yeah.
And we were all like, I was like, where are her parents? They signed the, they said, we will let our underage daughter get married to this 51-year-old.
Yeah. And he was older than her parents.
Yeah.
Joy Behar called her a slut. Anderson Cooper said she looked like a stripper. Chrissy Teigen said some things about her. She said, and we'll get to what Chrissy had to say about it, but she was saying things like, why don't you just go die? And not just on her social media, but also direct messaging her.
Like just kill yourself.
Yes.
Mm. She's a minor.
Yeah. And I can't wait for you to die. Something about lie in the dirt or something. You know, just the implication is just you're useless.
She said, my Friday fantasy, Courtney Stodden, you a dirt nap. Mm.
Wow.
Just
really awful.
Over and over.
And I have a whole new understanding and appreciation. She finally got divorced.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just last year it was finalized. I think in 2018 they started. But part of this grooming process, like, she was so dependent on him, almost like a parent and child. She still doesn't have a driver's license. So at one point, he went to, I don't know, Wyoming or somewhere, and she was left in West Hollywood, and she realized, I don't know what to do with myself because I suffer from depression. And then the pandemic hit, like, right when she got divorced, which made it even more difficult. So I have this, I have feelings for her. She's grown up. She now has an understanding of how this marriage was actually part of a grooming process.
Yes, and she said that she was abused, and there's just a lot of sad stuff going on.
Yeah, so now...
Abused in her own family growing up?
No,
or by
Doug Hutchinson.
Understood.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Chrissy Teigen basically put out an apology.
Okay.
And she said, not a lot of people are lucky enough to be held accountable for all their past bull crap in front of the entire world. I'm mortified and sad at who I used to be. I was an insecure, attention-seeking troll. I'm ashamed and completely embarrassed at my behavior, but that is nothing compared to how I made Courtney feel. I'm so sorry, Courtney. I hope you can heal now, knowing how deeply sorry I am.
But well, then Courtney had a different take on that apology.
She wants to believe her, and she okay. and she does accept her apology, but she wonders about its sincerity because she says it feels like a public attempt to save her partnerships with Target and other brands who are realizing.
Right, because Chrissy Teigen has said that she reached out to her privately, and yeah. Courtney Stodden said, not true.
Right.
She just put it on Twitter.
Yeah.
Something's got to give there.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Who's telling the truth? Was there a message?
Well, she had the receipts, you know. She sure. showed that she was blocked. She oh, yeah. yeah. So
and all the direct messages that you can see and all the tweets.
Yeah. She's got them all. So I just wonder if there's going to be like bigger conversations about this type of thing. Like, let's stop like shaming people for who they are, you know, for the way she dresses.
I'm glad that things are changing. I'll say that. I hope.
I am too, Dawn.
You think social media will be around in 25 years?
I hope not.
Boy, that's a question to ask because the wrap-up bed is...
Yeah, isn't that nice? Boom, he's dropping. Bye. Now I leave. Hey, bye, Dawn.